Hello and welcome to Behind the Business, a podcast where we talk with Hot Springs business owners and managers about their business. Each Monday, we go inside the business to get a unique perspective on the challenges and opportunities businesses face today. My name is Ken Goodman, and we are broadcasting from the Razorback Camper Sales Studios. Thanks for joining us today. It is awesome to be back in the studio today, and today we're with Andrew Lowe with Rave Graphics. Hey, Andrew.
Hey, how are you?
Now, can I call you Andy?
No,
that's just...
No, that's only if you knew me when I was less than 5 years
old. Oh,
that's
how that is.
Yeah.
Now, I have known Andrew a long time. I've known your family a long time. Your folks, of course, well before you, I think. And as a matter of fact, I should tell you this today. I don't know if you've ever heard this, but your dad, Larry, they tossed around some other names for you when you were born. Have you ever heard this before?
No.
Yeah, well, a couple of the names. Swing low.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to have a sister, Sweet Chariot.
You have heard some of these before. Okay, Andrew Lowe. Andrew, you're with Rave Graphics, and you're the general manager out there. How long have you been with Rave Graphics?
I started with Rave in 2010, so pushing 12 years now.
That is a number. And again, I'm sitting across from Andrew. I think you look about 22.
You started
when you were 10?
Yeah, I'll take it, yeah.
Now, Kirk is the actual owner, though.
Correct, yeah. Kirk Conville.
Conville, yeah. And before we started recording, interesting story, Kirk is right here in Hot Springs, the guy that started Bago.
He is. He's Mr. Bago.
That's amazing.
Recently, we've had a little bit of a joke that he may be moving to Grandpa Bago status. He's not a fan of that, though. But yeah, okay. Kirk invented the game Bago, and that's actually kind of where the start for Rave Graphics came.
Okay.
Is we had a need for printing, and we worked with a handful of local printers. Now, granted, this was in 98, 2000, when Bago really took off. And working with a lot of local printers, while we did create some really good relationships, the problem is we were needing really quick turnarounds. And as opposed to putting that on, you know, our vendors, we decided in 2005 to go ahead and buy all of the printing equipment ourselves.
Gotcha.
And push into that.
Yeah, okay. Well, and that's another story and another podcast, but that's an amazing thing that we have Mr./Grandpa Bago here.
Yeah, yeah.
Right here in Hot Springs. Well, but for now, your Rave Graphics you brought some product here. It's some sharp stuff. You have the right equipment. I was looking at your website.
Yeah.
You got the equipment to do what needs to be done.
Yeah.
Now break it down into about three or four segments. So what are customers asking for?
Yeah, so our biggest thing, and really what we started with when we were printing for Bago, was screen printing.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of custom bags. And whenever I came on in 2010, they had really perfected the process with screen printing. And we found that the gap that we started experiencing when we started reaching out to our customers was that they didn't want just shirts. They wanted shirts and hats, or t-shirts and polos. And so that naturally progressed into doing embroidery. And so that would be the second big part of our business, is embroidery, shirts, polos, jackets, hats, anything that you can put a logo on. Really, our bread and butter is apparel. But we've got some great designers on staff, and so we've naturally kind of progressed into paper printing. We work closely with some other paper printing companies here in town where we can take care of some of the design, and then we send it to them. They do the production. But what it does is it adds value to our customers to where they only have one stop. They can come and see us, and they can get everything they need under one roof. We have their logos. We know the styles that they like. And from a branding perspective, that's huge for a company. You know, say a company called like Ken Goodman Entertainment, you would be able to have everything from a branding perspective, your business cards, you know, any of your signage, your shirts, your hats, the whole bit matches.
Boy, that's something. You know, I used to say, and I've used this before a couple of weeks ago, I always used to think if you had a doctor in the family and a mechanic in the family, mm-hmm. that you had it made. Now I'm feeling like I need a graphics company like you guys.
Well,
in the family.
Well, and it really is. The big thing that we've found to be, you know, so instrumental in working with, you know, youth groups, churches, things like that, is we're able to kind of, you know, serve it all the way through.
And, yeah, and obviously, I see that.
You know, as you mentioned, you've known our family. My dad's on staff at a church, and so obviously we've got a heart for that. My mom has been in the public school system for I won't say how many years because she's still a young lady.
And
I'm a smart man. But, you know, we love working with schools. That's another big part of it.
So if anyone's listening today, mm-hmm. I mean, everyone here is connected with a school or a church or a business, a family reunion.
Do a lot of those.
Like everything, almost everything I can think of that we're connected with needs some sort of graphics, whether it's the T-shirt. You brought some hats today. I see you're wearing one. This is neither a screen print nor a embroidery. So now what is this? You actually put a...
Yeah, so it's leather patching. And so leather patches, you know, patch hats have always been kind of a thing. We've recently kind of branched out into leather patches where it's etched stuff. And so...
Wow. Okay, so there's a lot more to it than just a printed T-shirt anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
It really kind of diversifies and mm-hmm. you know, because we can offer different things.
Yeah, so, yeah, for sure.
It's great.
Now, you have customers... There very well could be people listening right now that used to live in Hot Springs and now they live up in North Dakota.
Yep.
Can you handle that sort of thing?
They're only a UPS truck away.
That's
what we say, you know, and we really do. We've got a lot of customers that we service that are, you know, outside of our area. As you well know, people take different jobs and they move on. We've had a lot of people that have been involved, say, with churches here, and their ministry has moved them elsewhere.
Yeah,
and so I think just last week we shipped to Oklahoma, we ship some down to Mississippi, mm-hmm. East Coast and West Coast. They're all over the place.
Okay, so that answers that. You are ready to help anyone anywhere.
Absolutely.
You mentioned the UPS truck. I heard once that the UPS and FedEx, those trucks are the ice cream trucks for adults these days.
That's it.
We love to see it coming.
Yeah, that's it.
All right, you're working – what – do I have to come visit you at the shop? Well, how do we talk to a customer?
Yeah, so there's a lot of different ways that we start working with a customer. Some people stop in. We've got a great showroom, which has just really a small piece of the pie of what we offer, but it allows people to come in and see and feel.
Well, that's a great idea.
Yeah, and so many people do business online anymore, which is great.
Good point.
But when you're talking about a shirt and you want to see how it feels and see how it fits and see, you know, how does this color really look in person? Because it looks different on my screen from, you know, phone to computer to a printout. And so I think that's one of the big advantages working with a local company. We keep sizing samples on hand. So if you're not sure, if you're kind of, you know, you might be a large some days, but it's the holiday season, might be feeling a little extra large, you know, come in and try them on. That's a great point
because I oftentimes we're like, oh, I think Nike shoes, for example. I feel like they run small. You know, I'm normally wear a 12 Nikes. I got to wear a 12 and a half. I could stop by your shop and try something on.
That's it.
But where is your shop?
So we're in Mid-America Boulevard, so we're a little off the beaten path, but it really gives us some really good advantages with where we're at. We are right in between the UPS hub and the FedEx hub. Our deliveries come in early, and they come in really, really, you know, timely manner.
Wow, yeah.
Another good advantage to that is when we're shipping out, obviously our proximity to that.
Yeah.
There is a little bit more traffic as of recent with, you know, the interchange that they're working with out there. But overall, we're really easy to get to. And we've got a great space out there. And also, the park itself is beautiful out there. We've got a lot of people that are in and out.
It really is.
And
they've also, you know, I know someday they will finish all that road work, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But they have, you know, National Park College has grown. It's changed. It's beautiful. If you haven't been out that direction, folks, you know, drive out there. There's a fresh new entrance to National Park College.
Beautiful campus.
You know, drive through there. If you're out that direction, does that mean you eat at Chicken Express every once in a while?
Yeah. We were so excited that we had another option, you know, out that way. But
yeah, sure.
Tune in to check out the Garland County Library's new podcast every Friday for all things library. Being the state's first lending library since 1833, we are your connection point for the information you need, including books, movies, music, and much more. Find out more at gclibrary.com.
All right, now, website.
Website, yeah, that's a great way to get started with us. Ravegraphics.com, RaveGraphics.com. And the coolest thing there is obviously you can see what we do, but the contact us form allows you to upload your artwork. A lot of times people may just have like a chicken scratch on a napkin. that's a great way for us to get started. And we've started many a T-shirt designs, mm-hmm. logos, and things like that.
Yeah, that's I'm kind of smiling because I saw this morning. There is a company that'll take your child's drawings mm-hmm. and create a stuffed animal out of it.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
now, can
yeah.
you take someone's drawing and let's say make it into a T-shirt? I mean, you can do anything.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely.
Your graphics designer is that good.
Yeah. Yeah. She is. She is. And I'll brag on Amy because I know she'll at least, you know, she'll listen to this and give me a hard time and critique me. But that's Amy Porter is one of the best in the business.
Not related to our friend Harry here, is she?
I don't know. She may or may not claim him. No, I don't think they're
okay,
related.
Okay, okay. Well, listen, Amy, if you're listening, you probably sounds like you're going to have to buy Andrew a drink at Sonic or something.
No. I owe Amy every day.
She
makes my life easy. Amy is phenomenal, and she takes stuff that even I'll go, I don't know if we can do this, and she spits it out and makes
boom.
It look phenomenal.
Making the magic happen.
Yeah.
Once again, folks, the website, Rave Graphics, R-A-V-E, no space.
Correct.
And then right into graphics, but instead of CS, it's just an X.
Yeah, G-R-A-F-I-X.
Oh, F-I-X
yeah,
is another.
Yeah,
okay.
G-R-A-F-I-X. And the reason for that is because in 2005, when we bought the domain name, you couldn't get Rave Graphics in the regular spelling. So we had to change it up. And so, you know, we're 15 years into it, and we're stuck with it now.
Well, it's how it spells it. You know, the English language. Come on. It's how it sounds anyway.
Yeah,
so there we go. G-R-A-F-I-X. Andrew, how did you get into the whole design thing yourself?
Yeah, so I actually thought I was going to be an accountant. And,
I never thought that for myself. It's interesting.
Yeah. I never, and I really enjoyed it. I still use a lot of those skills and in running the business, but I really enjoy it. One of the biggest things that's most enjoyable for me is a guy who's starting a business, and he knows that, let's say, for example, he's the gutter guy. And he wants to do gutters, and he's great at gutters, but he's terrible at marketing. He has no idea what he wants to do for a logo. And so that's where we take it, and we can help him, you know, get that to the right point where he's got great business cards. We can help him when he's finishing a job here. He can go and market to the neighbors around that. And we really like being able to help people grow, because as their business grows, we're able to grow with them and help them expand. And
yeah, it definitely takes the load off their shoulders.
Absolutely.
And you can take that off their plate of what I got to worry about with
with
my thing. All right, so you're enjoying helping that aspect. Now, if you studied accounting, was there a time when you switched over to graphics, or is this something that you've learned as you've gone?
Through high school, I was actually doing graphic design with a local sign shop, and I was kind of working there. I was hired to sweep the floors because that's what they needed out of a 15 or 16-year-old kid, but I figured out the guy who was working at the computer, his job was way easier than mine. And so I wanted to figure out how to do his job. And so I started learning how to do that, and then just grew my skill set and have taken a handful of classes to really get there. Nowhere near on par with where Amy is, but I can scratch my way through it and, you know, fake it till I make it.
Of course. Of course. Now, are you planning on staying in Hot Springs?
Yeah,
this is where you grew up.
Born and raised. Yeah. And I really do. We love Hot Springs. My wife and I, we just built a home here. We've got two girls, and so we don't have any plans to leave Hot Springs.
Andrew, Stephanie and I started with two girls.
Uh-huh.
Our third is a boy. So let's talk about.
Yeah, our youngest is 18 months old.
Uh-huh.
She is a fireball nonstop all the time, and we're just now sleeping good again. So we're just going to kind of hang where we're at.
You're
kind of in a good
spot. No, I'm actually having a good time. I got grandkid number four.
Congratulations.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
And I'm also 29, similar to you.
Both of us. It's wild.
It's crazy. Now, Kirk, who owns the company, mm-hmm. is he an Arkansas guy?
Yeah. Well, he was originally born in Chicago.
Chicago. You know what? Yeah. That's my kind of town.
Yeah. That's what I hear. He's a transplant here, but graduated from Lakeside High, so he transplanted pretty early on in his life.
Yeah. It's so fun to talk. Almost everybody we've talked to is an Arkansan on this podcast. It's great to talk because this, again, behind the business is more than just it's an advertisement. This is about who are the people and what's going on.
That's right.
And lo and behold, here we have some Arkansans. Folks, if you're listening today, what a great way to. A great company to reach out to, because this is a this is your brothers and sisters right down the street. Some
That's
Arkansans
it.
Were ready to help you with the graphics. Rave Graphics, RAVEGRAFIX.com.
That's it.
And again, you can certainly visit the showroom.
Absolutely.
Now, so what's the address, though?
655 Mid-America. We're kind of right in the middle of the loop. Showroom's open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. We've got somebody there through lunch. So if you've got time to swing in, if you've got questions, call us, email us, stop in. Our goal is to serve. We want to be a service to the community.
Hey, stop in, show them your drawing on a napkin.
That's it. Yeah, mention the podcast. We'll give you 10% off your first order.
How about that?
And then we can gauge if Amy was the only one who listened, you know, to me talk or not.
Well, Amy, you certainly got a good guy to work with right here. Now, are you at the office all the time? Are you on the go? What does the job have you doing?
That is a great question. As soon as I figure it out, I'll let you know. we are on the go a lot. We've got a great team, but we run a small crew, so I like to be involved in all aspects.
I bring it up, folks, Andrew's a great guy. You stop by and see him, Amy.
Oh. Yeah, Teresa up front, she'll help you. Yeah,
There we go.
Yeah.
Rave Graphics right here in Hot Springs, Arkansas, a phenomenal company with some phenomenal stories and some phenomenal products.
Yeah.
Hey, I see the stuff you brought today looks just gorgeous. I can assume that you and your team did these, or you didn't get these at Walmart.
I didn't pick those up on the way here from Walmart.
Folks, it's been fantastic to have Andrew Lowe with Rave Graphics. This is something that, like I said, you're connected with people who are going to need stuff.
Sure.
Printed, logo, embroidered. Okay. But hey, by the way, embroidery can go on anything? Or is there a limit to what you can embroider? Bags, clothing.
If we can get it on the machine, we can do it. I mean, we've done everything from horse blankets. We've done quite a bit for that, for like Oaklawn and all of the stakes races.
Yeah.
To, you know, little bitty hats for kiddos to wear home from the hospital. All aspects.
Well, it's a pleasure and an honor to have you here, Andrew, and best wishes to you and the family.
Thank you very much.
And Kirk and the company here. Andrew Lowe, general manager out at Rave Graphics, www.ravegrafix.com.
That's it.
All right, Andrew, great to see you today, my friend.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of Behind the Business. New episodes released each Monday from the Razorback Camper Sales Studios. I'm Ken Goodman. Thanks for listening.